Like, and I was saying to her, there's going to be some person that goes home tonight that maybe was playing well so far. You don't know.
That's what I was going to say. I'm worried.
Okay.
No, I think Rachel and stuff will be good because she's got so many people who won't pick her. No, late. She'll be fine. It's going to be
so
like
be first or won't even go.
Yeah, I
Well, do you know what the competition
is? No, is it a knockout competition?
Okay. We can. Okay. I want to.
Okay.
I want to tell you.
I didn't
tell
me. I know. It's fine.
I'm gonna try to like walk you by it, you know.
Okay. I guess my first question.
Are you recording already?
Yes.
See, I'm trying to say
no,
shit.
But she.
No,
I would never use it, Taylor. You know me.
Yeah.
Okay. When you guys found out that you were hosting together, what was your first impression? And you guys had never met before, right?
No, we've never been DM'd.
Never in person. We did the one interview together. We did the podcast interview.
We did the podcast interview.
That was it.
That's it.
My first impression, we were just talking about this.
We were in detail.
I was like, okay, we're probably going to disagree on a lot. Because, you know, she's a lot on the feeds and I'm not. But overall, and I'm not just saying this for the camera, I was just talking about it. I love Taylor. Like, we are much more on the same page than we are different.
Yeah.
And we're very like-minded, not only with Big Brother, but just in life and business.
Yeah.
And we've had some really great conversations that had nothing to do with Big Brother. Those are my favorite moments right in this room.
Honestly, in this dingy little Radford dressing room, I've had some of my favorite Big Brother conversations. Not even Big Brother conversations, but just, like, connecting with you, Derek, has been so fun and so cool, and getting to know you as a person and not a caricature. You know, I never thought I was going to dislike you, but I genuinely thought that we would be butting heads and, like, throwing papers at each other.
Maybe producers did, too. Is that
maybe.
Sorry.
We get along too much now. But, no, it's been really cool and actually getting to know you and hang out with you. Like,
likewise.
I fucking love you. You're awesome. Yay!
She's the best.
What was... Yeah, obviously, this is a job for you guys, but, like...
Get my hand out of your head.
No, you're fine. Oh, yeah, no, I can't stay too close to you.
Yeah, no, the rumors
are sorry. God. Another Vince and Morgan situation.
Yes.
Which I do want to ask you about. But real quick, like, with Unlocked, what would be your goal? What was your goal for the show? Obviously, this is a job. You don't have every control over everything. But, like, what were you looking for, I guess, with the show?
I think with Unlocked, what I really liked about it was the fact that it's very malleable. And when we both were contacted, they tried to keep a secret for a while. I think they talked to me first. They talked to me first about doing a show. And I was like, okay, so Derek or Cody? Like, which one's it gonna be? Can I go with the hostess? And they laughed and said no. I was like, okay, well, I'll see Derek or Cody there. And awesome, it's been Derek. And he basically had the same conversation on the other end.
Oh, I knew it was Taylor. I was like, okay.
But what I really was excited about on that initial call and through this whole process is the fact that they're really open to our feedback. That doesn't mean it always gets implemented immediately, but they are not just giving us lip service saying, oh, that's a good idea, and then throwing it to the wayside. Like, if we don't do something, there's a legitimate reason why it can't happen. Like, you know, I wanted to move our draft segment from the giant desk that we have that's half of the room into the smaller couches area, make it more cozy, comfortable. And they loved the idea but couldn't do a day of because we had to move a bunch of lights and do some blocking stuff. And, like, this is all very minutia stuff, but I feel like I am an active participant in making the show better than just the concept. And I'm excited to work on it with you and help it grow even more.
For me, going forward, I would like to see more behind-the-scenes stuff. We kind of saw a little glimpse of it with the how they created the wall. I thought that's really cool.
Awesome.
You're not going to see that anywhere else. We have something in tonight's episode where, again, we're going to be taking you behind the scenes to how the show's created because it's unbelievable. I would also like to see not only home visits with, like, current house guests, but I just saw something online. I apologize. It was Bucky and someone else.
Hardy.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I watched that, and I was like, it made me appreciate being part of this group of people that were so fortunate to be here. And that was 20 years ago they were on together, and you saw Bucky breaking down. And it's like, I would like to see more of that on Unlocked, because to me, that's the extension. That's where we take this show, where people are like, oh, I have to watch that because I'm not going to see it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And tap into, like, the talent. The show is built over 25 years, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
a lot of
the
good
show
people.
Is not just the Cast of Reindeer Games and, like, two or three others. And I love the Cast of Reindeer Games. It's the best and most fun Big Brother game I ever played. But
Good job.
You got slide in there. But, like, there's so many incredible, like, where is Danielle Reyes? I want to see her on the show.
Yes.
I want to see June Song on the show. I want to see Name anybody from season 10. I want to see a home visit. I want to see them sitting at the desk.
Get Rennie back out there. Like,
get Rennie in here.
You know, like, yeah, I agree.
How much time do we even have with her left? You know, like.
Oh my god. I definitely want to see some more people from the past that, like, made me love the show. You know? I think we have the opportunity to do that. And I think they're open to it.
They are.
We're starting to crack that nut.
Yeah.
It's taking a while, but we're starting.
We only had 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of chaos that's been happening outside of Unlocked, too. So there's other stuff that I think would be good for Unlocked. Like, why is the guest host a mystery? Put them on every live episode. Promote it the entire week leading up to it. We actually shot, you know, the CBS promos that always happen. Mm-hmm. Tonight at 9 o'clock, only on CBS. We both shot those. I haven't seen them running anywhere.
Oh.
So, like, Unlocked has come on at different times, and it's been all over the place. But, you know, I say all that to say, promo for the show is good for the episode. So, like, talk about it more. Bring it more to the fold. I get that it's kind of like, what's this thing going on over here? But I think the more we talk about it, the more that we actually make it
show why it's an add value.
Yeah.
Like, this is why you need to
watch
it.
I kind of like the Sunday episode, to be honest.
Sunday was cool.
I liked it. I think I'm fine with it being either a 30-minute pre-show or a 30-minute post-show. I think the 30 minutes ended up working well.
Yeah.
Even if we did, like, if we shot an hour worth of content and did 30 minutes either pre or post and then 30 minutes online, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, I can do streaming-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much there that can't make the show that this is going to be a home for that.
Yeah.
The things that people want, like home visits and stuff, okay, now you're getting them.
Yeah, no, people are excited about that. Speaking of this season, there's been a lot of talk about Jury. Jury finally starts tonight. you know, a lot of talk about what kind of jury do you think this cast is going to be? What are they going to value?
Oh, God. We've got Rachel will be either sitting on the jury or in a final two seat. Personally, I think she'll be in a final two seat at this point. I don't know that I think there'll be an emotional jury just because I think Rachel will be smart enough to, if she's in the jury, remind the jurors that it's not just about how many comps you won or how somebody made you feel. It's a combination of all of those things. So I don't think there'll be a bitter juror. I am concerned, I still have this concern, that if Rachel is sitting in the final two seats next to someone like Ava Pearl, a starving artist, or Ashley, a Georgetown grad, those student loans are not cheap. And Rachel's one big brother, she's won so much money on other reality shows. I could see a jury being like, you played a great game, but this girl needs that cash way more than you do. I could see it going either way.
I'm just going to piggyback on what she said. I don't really care who wins or how they win. I just hope that the jury
votes. You want
Kelly
to win?
I just hope the jury votes based on who played the best game and not who deserves it. It's so subjective. Vote for the best player. If Rachel's sitting up there, if the game ended tomorrow, she's the best player. She deserves to win. If that changes over the next couple weeks and she doesn't get there, next person up. Keep the motions at the door. I'm concerned about people like a Kelly who maybe will just vote for who she liked more, who treated her better. You got to separate those things. The only good thing is if Rachel's not in the final two and she's part of, like, the jury, as you said, she's going to remind them, like, listen, guys, this is important. Let's vote for the best player.
Yeah.
So I hope that's all they do. I'm just sick of the whole, you see it on other shows too, like, who needs it more?
Who deserves
no, get
it?
Out of here with that.
Like,
best
what
player.
What does that even really mean? You know,
to everybody's
and
different.
That's what I was waiting for you to say. I was a little nervous you were going to be like, the best players, whoever won the most things. This is where I thought we would butting heads more.
That was my next question, was because you guys played very different games. You won. A lot of people can win this show in a lot of different ways. Do you think the jury ever gets it wrong, or is jury management just part of it?
I think the jury gets it wrong sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
The person who wins deserves to win, but there's no doubt, and I'm not going to call anybody out. There's definitely players who have won, and the person they were sitting next was more deserving.
Sure.
But unfortunately...
Oh, more deserving?
More deserving. I hope that people, when they get there, look at it and say, hey, this is what we value. This is why we're picking this person. I feel like some jury members just pick the person they like, or, unfortunately, how social media will view it. That's what they base the decision on, and I hate that, but it's part of it now. And so as a player, you almost have to consider that on your way out the door, because that arc, that storyline, is going to play on the jury's minds. And it's unfortunate, but that's the evolution of Big Brother.
He's talking about BB24.
No, I'm obviously not. You destroyed Monty in that final speech.
I'm messing with you.
But no,
I know how you feel. I know.
Honestly, I value comp wins a lot.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Fine.
That's okay. But truthfully, and I said it after me and Cody were doing our interview, you destroyed him.
Yeah.
And I would have had to vote for you at that point. You made such a more compelling argument. I said it to your face. I think you've given one of the best jury speeches ever.
You
period.
It's okay. I'm ribbing you.
No. You don't deserve it. People who go through adversity don't deserve to win. I personally like the people who don't go through adversity.
There you go. Because you play a perfect game. Never on the...
No. How you get there is...
See, this is fun.
Do you think anybody's ever gotten them wrong? And jury, as far as who they picked to win?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to say?
I'm not saying shit. But this is fun. Like, this is the banter that I was hoping we would have. But something that I really appreciate about you, Derek, and I just told him I didn't stalk his Instagram before that, but I did watch a bunch of your Winner's Circle podcast.
Okay.
Because we hadn't met, we hadn't talked, but I wanted to understand, like, what's your vibe as a host? What's your general insights?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that episode you were just talking about, the night that I won, to see, because you talked to all three finalists. And what I appreciated about that was... It wasn't, Turner played a better game. No, it wasn't that. Monty played a better game. I love you, Turner. It was, here are the ways that X played this great game, Y played this great game, and Z played this great game, and here's how they're all valid. And once I saw you talking about my season like that, that's when I was like, okay, I can have a conversation with you. It's not just a very narrow-minded way. So these are fun conversations that we have about Big Brother, because, yeah, you may value more comp wins, and I may value more social, but that doesn't make either of us wrong. We just need to stand up for a certain type of game a little more, but, you know, that's the beauty of Big Brother.
And you played to your jury.
Exactly.
You knew the people that were in there, the personalities that were in there, and I felt like you manufactured a speech that was important and organic to you, but also that you knew was going to resonate with those personalities.
Yeah.
That's brilliance. People who don't do that, just get up there. I'll say it because I love this kid and he already won. Cody went up there with me and he was like, this is the way I'm going. I don't care if it's what you value. I got you out. And he lost. He came back on All Stars. He figured it out. But it's, you gotta know your audience.
Yeah.
And you knew your audience. And poor Monty, he really didn't. And I like Monty.
He played a great game.
But you didn't give him a shot. That was brutal.
And that's how it should be in the final two.
That was brutal.
Fight to the end.
Speaking of, when people do winner rankings, are you like, that's unfair because there's so many factors, twists, cast? Like, do you think they hold a lot of weight?
Winner rankings don't pay my bills.
that's a good
point. And also, I mean, that's my real answer, right? And probably the same answer as you, for being honest.
I try to give answers at this point. From now on, I'm never going to, like, put myself on the list anymore because it never works out for you.
And either way, what I really think about these winner ranking lists is, like, they are for the fans to engage with, and like, that's healthy discourse, sometimes unhealthy discourse. But who am I, a winner of the show, who is Derek, winner of the show, to be arguing about where I stand in the pantheon of Big Brother winners? I did it, I won, the check cleared. Like, it's good for the fans to engage in the community that way, but it's not my place in the community to do that.
What I have found, being separated from the game as long as I have now, you can't put it on a resume. Oh, this is where I ranked as far as Big Brother. They don't care. They don't care.
You know, like,
they don't care.
Like, arguably number top three player.
Nope. They don't give a shit. Nope. They don't care.
Seen on CBS.
I should be on CBS.
I want to do a little bit of a rapid fire, like this or that. First of all, floater, legit strategy or lazy gameplay?
Legit. Well,
I think it depends on the person. I think if the person goes in there telling us, I'm going to play a floating game,
mm-hmm.
valid. I think someone like an Andy Heron would fit that category.
Yeah.
I think there are certain players, I'll give an example, and I genuinely love this person, possibly my favorite player. I don't think Will is playing the floater strategy by design. I think he's playing the cards he was dealt. I don't think he's throwing all these comps. He's the first one in the diary room saying, man, I stunk at that one. But it works for him. And if it's working, great. But... you know, to me, is that something where I watch back and I'm going to say, wow, Will was an incredible player? Probably not. Do I think Will cares? Absolutely not. If he wins, he's not going to care. But I think if someone can say, hey, this is what I went in there to do, yeah, then it's a strategy. Otherwise, it's just you're not playing very well and nobody's concerned about you.
It's intentionality.
Yep.
Do you really think everyone, do you think Ava is intentionally being a floater? I think she's more so than Will.
You think Ava is being a floater intentionally more than Will is.
Yes. Yeah. I think she gives these like passive answers to both sides intentionally, and she knew that was gonna be her strength. Where Will, I feel like he got put on the block multiple times and was like, hey man, I just wanna be here.
I don't think he's in that position now. Maybe he was earlier.
No, better
on.
Now.
And like intentionally, I don't think he's in that position intentionally now. I think he's doing more with what he has now, which is what he needs to be doing. I think Ava does have a tendency to get overwhelmed with the game. So like the other day, she
YOLO.
Was sick all day one day, which I love. That was really fun. But no, I think she's recognizing the position that she's in, and now she's kind of like, all right, I know where I am and how to play.
How was that for rapid fire?
Yeah, really. Okay, two quicker ones because I have to go.
Oh.
Wait, where are you going
to
go?
Watch with us.
After
she's gonna send the
audience. Oh shit, okay.
But after I'm gonna ask you about more.
We'll go quick these next two.
Okay.
Really quick, casting like messy casting twist, bring them back or leave them in the past.
Bring them back, yeah.
And then all winter season, let's do it or no thank you.
Yes, but all the greats have to be there.
And a short, much shorter season.
Yeah.
Like a summer. Like I mean a winter. Like a winter.
Like a whole summer.
Like a winter.
All right, well thanks guys.
Yeah,
cool. That was great.
That was fun.